You're listening to Vatican Radio.
During the final 2 months of the Jubilee Year of Mercy, initiatives to promote the faith are intensifying, often drawing on the lives of holy men and women as examples of virtue and mercy. One such initiative is the Witnesses of Mercy in the Americas Symposium, organized by the Pontifical Commission for Latin America and the U.S. Archdiocese of Denver in Colorado. The symposium, held in Rome on September 24th, reflected on some lesser-known witnesses to the faith, including Venerable Father Michael McGivney, Father Eusebio Quino, Father Antonio Margil de Jesus, as well as Denver's own Julia Greeley. Archbishop Samuel Aquila of Denver spoke to Vatican Radio about how these normal people can provide an uncommon light for the world.
We were trying to, during this year of mercy, recognize very normal people who had lived lives of mercy, who had responded to the call of mercy. Both Father Quino and Padre Mahil, both of them were early missionaries within the church. They left everything and gave their lives for Christ. And then Father McGivney worked with people, and especially with families, and reaching out with them and established the Knights of Columbus and did works of mercy for many of the families. And then finally, Julia Greeley, who was a slave in Missouri and then moved to Denver. She was very poor, but she was a great witness to mercy in her devotion to the Sacred Heart, but also in her devotion to feeding the hungry and clothing the naked and reaching out and walking the streets of Denver, caring for poor people. And so all four missionaries of mercy represent that encounter with the mercy of Jesus Christ and what he offers for us when we respond to that call to be merciful as the Father is merciful.
In a few months, there will be an important encounter of Hispanic Latino ministry. How is the pastoral of Hispanics in the Church of the United States? What do you do in Denver?
Certainly, the pastoral outreach to the Hispanics is important. In my archdiocese, we have over 50% of our Catholic population is Hispanic. We have Centro Juan Diego, which is a large center for the Hispanic community that not only does catechesis, but it also helps people obtain a high school certificate and also a college degree. And so with that, there are many, many programs for families and for couples preparing for marriage, for young people, and for those who have recently immigrated to the United States. And over 60 of our parishes have Mass in Spanish every Sunday. And that's out of 115, so it's more than half have Mass in Spanish.
Would you like to send a message as a pastor, as a shepherd in the United States in this year?
In this year of mercy, I would encourage people to encounter Jesus Christ and his mercy, to open their hearts, to receive the love of Christ, who, as Pope Francis has shared with us, is the very face of the mercy of the Father. And it's only in receiving his mercy and his love that our hearts are truly transformed and changed.
That was Archbishop Samuel Aquila of Denver.